For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Wow, I reckon the biggest news in everyone in my network's life last night was that you, Tim, were on Tipping Point.
Yes, Tipping Point Australia. Now, filmed the episode in October or November last year, so it's been a minute. But yeah, last night, 5 o'clock on Channel 9, there was a friendly face on there, trying his best, having a bit of fun, giving something a crack.
Yeah, definitely. And you did a great job. I mean, we're going to get into all the details very soon, but the amount of text messages I received yesterday about you being on telly was through the roof, mate. Did you get heaps?
I got heaps of mates saying their parents let them know.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a lot of people the generation up being like, I can't, well, yeah, my mum, my dad, my auntie, my grandma saw you on the Tipping Point because they watch it. Whereas the only reason we really watch Tipping Point here is because we have a TV in the studio if breaking news comes through. And that's how I got my love for Tipping Point Australia, because I would see it and I was like, I've spoken to Todd Woodridge before. Maybe I should apply to go on the show. And I was lucky enough to get through. I do have one little snippet. This is the intro of my episode of Tipping Point Australia.
I'm Tim. I'm a radio announcer from Geelong. And if I won the jackpot, I'd probably buy back the Pokemon cards my mum threw out when I was younger. Tim, it's actually great to meet you in person.
Yes.
Because you and I have actually spoken on your show.
Yeah, it's nice to see you in the flesh. Yeah,
yeah. We've spoken
on the radio.
Put a face behind the voice.
Yeah.
But also, what about your Pokemon cards? I hear some of them are worth millions.
Yeah, look, the less I think about it, the less it hurts. But, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, they were very popular. I didn't know. I was six.
Yeah.
And Mum threw them out accidentally. I've forgiven her. I have. But I haven't forgotten.
The laughter in the studio, it's crazy.
They really wanted me to focus on that Pokemon story.
Well, I mean, you are a father and a, you know, family man.
Yeah.
You know, you got to spend all your money on Pokemon.
And they were like, oh, because in the application, and like if you've ever applied to be on one of these shows, they're like, tell us something new. And when I applied like 2 years ago, I just bought some old Pokemon cards, so I must have put that in it. And they were like, this is what we want you to focus on. And I was like, oh, what about this? And they were like, you're focusing on the Pokemon cards.
And I mean, spoiler alert, you didn't win the 20 grand.
No, unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be.
And a lot of messages I received about that was, you know, oh no, Tim. But I want to just like let you know, I got a phone call from my mum this morning that just was like, well, he looked very handsome on the telly. So there's that.
Thank you,
that's
Irene.
That's a win.
That is a win.
From her, hard to get that approval. Yeah.
And because it's like one of those daytime TV game shows, like I think they're just, Australians are romanticized by them. We thought we could do on 5223 2955. Have you been on TV? Have you been on these types of game shows? There's ones I remember watching as a kid. I cannot remember the name of them for the life of me. But it was like a dream. It'd be like these kids like going through these obstacle courses,
huge,
answering questions. Like, I just think that was so, so cool.
There was that one on Aussie TV, Face Off, I think it was called, and you had to like put the face back in together, like all these different celebrity parts of their eyes and nose. There's people listening right now. They're going, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 5223 2955. Whether it was like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Hot Seat, Deal or No Deal, Wheel of Fortune, like any of these shows, have you been on TV? 5223 2955. We would love to hear your story this afternoon. Chris from Workdays, you've come in here. You've got two things for us. You can help Davo's brain fade when it comes to the show about celebrity faces, putting them together.
Yeah, it was like Face Off or something.
Pick your face.
That's the one.
That's the one. Oh, pick your face. The props would come out the nostrils and stuff.
Right. And then there was all like celebrity eyes and stuff. You had to jumble them back into the place. Were you on Pick Your Face?
No.
He just knows the name of it.
That's the kind of TV I was obsessed with.
But Chris, you've been on a couple of different game shows. Can you rattle them off?
Rock Quiz.
Great. And which, a rock star,
yes.
Rock Quiz, Chris,
and
is,
this
obviously.
This is why I do the job I do. But had a crack at Pointless, which was awful. And then I was on Hot Seat as well. Millionaire Hot Seat like 8 years ago,
wow.
10 years ago. I don't know.
With Eddie?
Yeah.
Ooh.
How did you? How long were you in the chair
and because
for?
Because I worked at another radio station.
Never heard of him.
He said that we hate each other's guts because it wasn't at Triple M. And he was the enemy. He said he hates my guts
on the TV. There's no other radio stations other than K-Rock and everyone knows that.
And he took $1,000. I got $1,000. That's all right. So, which means I stuffed up the last question.
Do you want to go on Tipping Point? I've got a link to send to people now that I've been on the episode. Do you want to have a go at this one too, Chris?
All right.
Well, hey, You're a TV rock star. Yeah. You're a music rock star. Thank you very much, careers.
You guys are rock stars.
Oh wow.
Oh, we love it. A couple of getting some compliments today, aren't we, Davo?
Loving it, sick.
Stacey and Alicia in Corio. Have you guys been on TV?
I have. I was on an SBS mini series about 2 years ago called The Secret DNA of Us.
Oh. Secret DNA of Us.
Can you tell us about it?
And so they did 4 episodes, one based in different towns, and they did one based in Geelong where they took 100 people from that live in Geelong, whether they've been here for like 6 months or they've grown up here, and did the ancestry DNA test. And then they compiled the results to get a general overview of what the ancestry of Geelong as a whole was.
Oh, wow.
Because Geelong has reinvented itself so many times, where it started as like a farming community and then reinvented itself into manufacturing and so on. So where was the DNA? Where did most of the DNA come from? Where is our general ancestry?
Wow. Any surprises for you?
Well, on the day that we filmed it, we were all given these little coloured wristbands, like sort of the ones you get when you go to like the swimming pool or to a nightclub. And each one corresponded to a different ancestral region, and I was the one with the most number of wristbands out of the group on the day.
Did everything.
I had the host coming up about halfway through. He looked at me and he's like, "You're here again? Like, you should be nearly done now." And I was only about halfway through my wristband.
Wow.
A little licorice all sorts kind of set up there.
Tim and Davo. Yeah, last Friday night I was pretty excited about the Cats taking on Carlton, and I ran my mouth and said, "Look, I reckon they're going to win the flag. If they win this game, they're winning the whole thing." And I mean that wholeheartedly because, look, if they do, I'm going to get a premiership tattoo.
Yeah, and literally the words were Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and then offered you 24 hours to, hey, if you want to, like, we all get excited and we say things we don't mean. Do you want, I'll give you an honourable dismount here. Do you want to take that? Let's have a listen.
I am concerned that if after saying that and I were to back out, it means that I don't believe in the Cats enough to win the flag. And also, Tim, famously, I'm up for anything.
Yes.
So, we're getting the premiership tattoo. Go, Cats. Come on.
You doubled down.
Yeah, I did. You know, like I said in that, I didn't want to feel like I was letting the Cats down by saying, "Oh, like if I don't..."
Whatever you say. Tell me what you said.
I just felt like I would be letting the Cats down if I took that belief away, because I do believe that the Cats can take the flag.
Can I ask you a serious question? Because you kept saying, I'm manifesting. And then earlier today I said to you, you really need to be Sean manifesting. And I know you love a pun.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen a noticeable uptick in your confidence since I said to you, we need to be Sean manifesting. Is that making you feel better about this whole thing?
Yeah, definitely is. Sean manifesting is the way we're going to look at this moving forward. But I also did my own research, letting you know that I checked out how many times the Cats have won 10 games in a row.
That's what they need to do, because they still have 3 games ahead of them.
To get the flag. Yeah. And they've done it heaps. So they did it in, this is through VFL and AFL history, 10 plus games. They've done 16 wins in a row in 2022, 15 wins in a row in 2007, 2008. Like, I mean, they've done it heaps of times is what I'm saying. So it's not out of the realm.
Anxiety does a fun thing for you because it makes you do crazy research.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a really interesting tick of yours to be like, I'm stressed. I will find out as much information so I can, I guess, base how I feel about this,
and
right?
Desperate for reassurance.
Yep. So yesterday you were like, yep, we're getting this done. We also, in a moment, we're going to be playing a game of tattoo roulette. Now, why are we doing that, Davo?
Well, because obviously I've said I'm going to get this tattoo, but we hadn't decided where I'm going to get it. And because I always say famously I'm up for anything, that's what we're doing.
That's exactly what we're doing. But I took you on a bit of an excursion today because I have been put in touch with Lockie from Evolved Ink Tattoo Geelong. They're on Little Mallop Street. He's going to be the one tomorrow doing the tattoo for you. But I thought, because they're just around the corner, instead of calling him, we'll just go for a bit of a wander today. And earlier today, we had a bit of an excursion to meet Davo's tattoo artist. Davo, got you here at Evolved Ink on Little Mallop Street. This is my mate Lockie. Now, Lockie's done a fair bit of work with K-Rock and tattoos in the past, and he's got the honour, the privilege of this pre-premiership tattoo. Lockie, is this something that happens a lot? People, you know, getting a pre-premiership tattoo?
Not pre-premiership. I haven't done this before.
Okay. How does that make you feel? Do you feel nervous about it?
No, it makes me excited. I'm keen.
Are you a Cats supporter?
I'm not a Cats supporter, no. I am for tomorrow night, though, and the rest of the finals.
Well, hey, that's good news. I reckon we're manifesting something big for 2026. And look, how do you think you'd... Look, let's just say, worst case scenario, things don't go well for the Cats.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? We just cross out the six, we add a seven, and we continue that on?
Yep, yep. Every year until you win.
Okay, well, I don't think having a backup plan is a strong idea for your belief.
No, we are. What are we doing? We are Sean manifesting.
All right, so we're getting the words Geelong Cats Premiers 2026. Locke, is that something we can do today?
Yep, let's do it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So tomorrow we're going to go on a bit of a jaunt. How are you feeling? Because it's happening now.
I mean, do you
know
what?
We set it up. We paid for it.
I haven't really processed it in my brain. So I'm sure tomorrow it'll be smooth sailing, easy
breezy. Just cool, calm, collected stuff from you?
Always.
All right. Well, super excited. And guess what, David? We are about to play our game of tattoo roulette. So we've put all of the different suggestions. We'll recap them in a moment. And then we're going to find out exactly where on your body. Fingers crossed for throat.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Okay, I'm laughing because we're about to play tattoo roulette of you getting a pre-premiership tattoo that says Geelong Cats Premiers 2026. And we're doing this tomorrow. Lockie from Inspired Inc. in Geelong.
Evolved Inc.
He is going to be doing this tattoo for you, but we don't know where it's going to be.
Yeah, see, I keep running my mouth. I keep saying things like, famously, I'm up for anything.
Yep. So I was like, hey, why don't you let the listeners suggest different body parts and they can decide, which I in the randomizer, and we'll find out where this tattoo's going. Here is some calls and some messages we had yesterday. So currently we've got lower back, which was suggested by you. We've got ankle, which was suggested by me. All right, Jared and Lara.
I'd love it on the inner forearm.
Lloyd, anywhere that you'd like to suggest for tattoo roulette tomorrow?
I reckon down on the ankle, inside the ankle.
Two for the ankle. We'll put that in there twice, I reckon. Laura from Lara.
Well, firstly, Davo, I love that we are manifesting the Cat premiership.
Great.
Up the Cat, and I love this energy from you. Get it on, like, the upper thigh.
That's fun.
Now,
there was a few other ones we had. Have you got the full list there, Davo?
Yeah, I've got it full here. So we said upper thigh, forearm, shoulder, ankle, lower back, back of the neck, and neck.
Back of the neck. Okay.
I'm sweating. Okay. My hands are sweating, and I'll be honest about that.
On that list, I feel like you'd like an arm one. You've got lots of great tattoos on your arm. So, like, what's another fun arm tattoo, right?
Yeah, arm would be good. Maybe, like, the shoulder might be okay. I wouldn't love the neck.
Front or back?
Either. Upper thigh, maybe. Look,
What issue with lower back? There's already something
lower
there.
Back.
Would you do it?
The one that says, please don't leave.
Yeah, would you do it above it or below it?
Oh, you'd have to go, please don't leave, above it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I just want to thank people listening to this show, and I want to thank yourself. I'm so glad, because this is the thing with live radio, right? I'm so glad no one said bum.
Bum.
I didn't want it.
I didn't even think. Oh, I guess I probably wouldn't like to be filmed.
I wouldn't like to be in the room. So
whatever. Yeah, no, well, no, you wouldn't. No, that's not a bit of funny to joke about. Sorry, mate.
So we've got the randomizer. Are you ready, Davo, to find out where you'll be getting the pre-premiership tattoo? Again, it says Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. Let's go.
Neck, back of the neck, lower back, ankle, shoulder, forearm, upper thigh.
Upper thigh! Ooh. Gorgeous.
Lovely. A little garter there. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Would you get it? Like wrapped instead of getting
wrapped
around like a barbed wire?
Need a few more words, I reckon.
The song.
Lockie from Evolved Inc. He's going to be stoked.
Yes. Well, there it is. We are heading to Evolved Inc. tomorrow. Upper thigh, pre-premiership tattoo. We are Sean manifesting.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And about 24 hours ago, I was bowing out of on Channel 9, it's Tipping Point Australia, hosted by Todd Woodbridge. It's a game show. My time was about done, as I was the first person to be eliminated. They found my tipping point, Dave-O.
Yeah, they did.
After getting to go and play, I think it was October or November last year.
Yeah, this was super exciting. And I can't believe how many people watched the tipping point, because the amount of messages that I received over the last 24 hours of watching you on telly was outrageous. So yep. many different people giving me the reviews of your performance.
It would have been nice to have been more successful for the people, because I appreciate all the messages. A lot of people sent photos and videos, people that I haven't spoken to in like a really long time. So it's been nice kind of reconnecting. But yeah, what an awful reintroduction of me, I think. So I went in with a few goals. So we have the Channel 9 on here in the studios in case any breaking news comes through. And I fell in love with Tipping Point and Todd Woodbridge. Spoke to him on the show a few times. He was like, yeah, you should apply. So eventually I did. And then it took a year and a half for me to actually go on because I just kept putting it off. I just wanted to go on there, have fun, see what it was all like, and I just wanted to answer one question correctly and obviously get to press the button and the counter would fall down and it would tip over the edge and play the game. Like, that was it. Got some audio grabs of the episode, Dave-O.
Yeah, let's go.
I haven't actually watched it in full. I think I'm going to watch it with my wife
you
tonight.
Must.
But this is just the introduction of my part of Tipping Point last night.
I'm Tim. I'm a radio announcer from Geelong. And if I won the jackpot, I'd probably buy back the Pokemon cards my mum threw out when I was younger.
Tim, it's actually great to meet you in person.
Yes.
Because you and I have actually spoken on your show.
Yeah, it's nice to see you in the flesh. Yeah, we've spoken on the radio.
Put a face behind the voice.
Yeah.
But also, what about your Pokemon cards? I hear some of them are worth millions.
Yeah. Look, the less I think about it, the less it hurts. But, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, they were very popular. I didn't know. I was six.
Yeah.
And mum threw them out accidentally. I've forgiven her. I have. But I haven't forgotten.
I love the canned laughter that
they
put in.
That was real laughter. Oh, yeah. That was keeping the room up and about. I must have been sick, because that doesn't sound like me, right?
No, it sounds like you're putting on a bit of a voice there. But also, how do you feel about being the Pokemon card guy on telly?
The producers really wanted me to be the Pokemon card guy. So introduction was fine. Then they have this part. The first thing is bank builder, and they ask questions and you buzz in. The most annoying thing was, the thing I took out of the whole thing is, you have to be fast when you hit the buzzer, because I knew so many answers, but they're just quick
they
on it.
They were very quick.
Here is me and some of the other people that I was playing against playing Bank Builder. At the end, my nightmare fuel is what you will hear.
In which Madonna song does she name check Greta Garbo, Marilyn Monroe, Marlene Dietrich, Tim?
Vogue?
Correct. And Joe DiMaggio. Good one, Tim. Play that song?
Yeah, we play that song. Mm. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Bit of Vogue.
Yeah.
The next question. According to legend, Cornwall's Tintagel Castle was the birthplace of which mythical British king? Tim.
King Arthur?
Yes, it is, Tim. Defeating Yannick Sinner in the 2025 US Open final was which Spanish tennis star? Tim.
Carlos Alcaraz?
Ooh.
Alcaraz.
Tim, I can't give it to you.
Yep. Yep. That's unfair.
Because Alcatraz has him in jail. And if it makes you feel any better, Tim, I've actually done that in live commentary as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't, but thank you.
And you'll be able to talk about that on air when you get back to the station.
It's all I hear.
Yeah, the pointing, the laughing. Look, you did really well, though. You got a couple of them right. I mean, that castle was crazy.
I was happy with that. This is the last bit. It was the next part where you get 30 seconds on the clock. You've got to answer them. It's all fast. And this is the demise.
Good luck. 30 seconds on the clock for you. Your time starts now. Which tall African animals engage in a form of combat known as necking?
Rhinos.
Giraffes. English writer Samuel Johnson is best known for producing what 1755 reference book?
Pass.
The Dictionary. The 2025 Australian federal election was held in which month?
April?
May. In the 60s, which famous US boxer was stripped of a world title for refusing military
Muhammad
induction?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. Who stars as James Bond in the 1989 film License to Kill?
Roger Moore.
Timothy Dalton. What colour is the bottom horizontal stripe? So, Tim, It just has not happened for you today, so I've got nothing to transfer. I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
Tim, unfortunately for you, we've found your tipping point. Well, Tim, I do look forward to coming back on the show and having a chat about this when we get to air. Will you have me on, though?
You know, maybe, yeah. We'll see what we can do.
All right.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Keep up the good work on the radio. K-Rock down on the Surf Coast. Lovely having you.
It fell apart quick, didn't it?
It's just when you watch the footage, like, I do implore you, get onto Nine now and check it out. Because you see a man in free fall, a man that is absolutely scrambling and hoping for the best. And you know what? Well done, mate. You did really well. I mean.
I didn't, but it's nice of you to say. We'll try and get Toddy on next week, I reckon. See if he remembers the catastrophe.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.